disagreeing. So I'm going to say, oh, I heard an average morning program. Do you gamble, Sid?
No, no, I don't. Not anymore. No, I used to. but not. You know, why?
Well,
I
mean,
why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to, but I don't do it anymore. No, I. In fact, I'm vehemently against it. I think it's one of the things that is destroying the fabric of this country.
That's funny.
Although I did hear you mention me last week in the Mohegan Sun.
Is there something here that I don't understand?
But why'd you ask that question? I'm just curious.
I just wondered if you gamble.
Well, why? I mean, that's just not a question that you come out of nowhere. There must be a reason why you asked that.
You're a sports guy. I asked all the sports guys if they bet on stuff.
Bet on these games.
You bet on these games.
That's all. No, I don't, you know, no.
Did you ever?
Well, there was a time that I would, wager a dollar or two. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely, yeah.
It's like saying I must drink a beer once.
Did you ever have a gambling problem?
I would say that's, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Well, not a problem. I mean, you know, it was,
either the problem or it wasn't.
No, it was no problem. It was a major problem, my man. Major problem.
It was.
Yeah.
Did you have to go to Gamblers Anonymous?
I was there once or twice. I brought people there. It's a service to the community.
I won't find any old building after I grabbed a donut when I was there.
So are you trying to tell me you think Roger Clemens was trying to injure this guy like we're throwing the guy's head?
Yeah, I do. I think that, he threw a Johnny Damon, the batter before, and then Tejada, he just drilled him.
He was.
And I think Clemens, Clemens has that history. I have to remind you about the Mike Piazza incident. He's done it before, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, he just gets a little too carried away.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, you shut up, Bernard. You're Bernard in there. You are such a moron.
He's an assassin.
Oh,
he is. I think Bernard's right.
He's a bad guy.
He's a punk, too.
That, too. All those things, yes. I think that's probably...
A fine man is post-game. Well, what I'm doing, I'm watching this stuff, is beyond anybody's ability to comprehend, but he does seem like a phony in his, he does seem like a phony.
Yeah, that's
contrived. Common.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his post-game comments about how, you know, what a, how, I don't know, just phony.
Did you bet the Yankees last night, Iman?
I don't gamble.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a gambling problem.
Ever?
No.
You bet $70,000 on a horse this year in the Kentucky Derby.
That was Francesa, and that was the money, that was the tracks money, and I couldn't lose. So money was guaranteed whether I won or not.
Yeah, I said the same thing about couldn't lose on a couple of Sundays myself.
Money's guaranteed. Yeah,
I said. Make the reservations to Europe this week. We're going.
Great.
The real estate signs up now. Can get over the Verrazano Bridge for about 3 weeks.
Don't quit your job yet, though.
You don't owe anybody any money now, do you?
What, now?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, yesterday.
No. Huh? Why? If I did, would you lend me a couple of dollars?
No.
I mean, if I did, would you be there to lend a helping hand?
No, I wouldn't.
No, of course not.
No, of course not.
Yeah. No, I don't. Well, no. But I'm just curious where this questioning is coming from. It's almost as if you have some type of information that's probably erroneous at this point, but I'm just curious as to
I
what...
I do have some information, yes. That's where the question came from. Right. The information was given to me by... Was it you, Bernard?
Oh, no, not me.
I believe Bernard gave me the information.
No.
It was Bernard again.
No, not at all.
Yeah, what'd he say?
No, it wasn't me. Remember, try to remember back. I know nothing.
Was it Chernoff who gave me the information?
I wasn't there. I was out of the room.
I wasn't anywhere near. I didn't know anything about the Iron Man.
Very quick.
Well, I'd do great on that millionaire show. Answer those questions.